Welcome back to episode number 5 of The Betting Ring. We are back. We had a little break off. We normally do it every other week, but seeing as we've got Cheltenham Trials Day coming up this week, we thought we'd do it this week instead. And we're going to do six of the races on this card. We're going through them. The best races at the weekend are at Cheltenham, so let's go through them. I'm joined today with none other than Mr. Folks, the Owl, the King of the Owl Society, the Head of the Owl Society.
Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah, back again. And also, Marty Mullins is making another comeback.
Second appearance.
And we'll be adding one of his horses to his press free picks later on this episode.
He's run more in the last 2 months than Salvatore Mundi.
Yeah, he has. Yeah. That's a good stat.
Thank you.
Great stat.
Not a hard one, though, but there we are.
No. As always, we are at @_bettingring on x.com, where you can follow all of our tipped-up selections that we really fancy, and we keep track of those results throughout the season. Moving straight into Cheltenham, then, the first race, which is the JCB Triumph Trial Juvenile Hurdle, sees East India Dock heading the market. 10-11, best price at the moment. We got Sauvignon for Paul Nichols, Stencil for George and Zetterholm, Believe It and You Can, then 10-1 Bar, with the likes of a couple other juveniles that have ran at Cheltenham previously. I think East India Dock is you'd be silly to look against him, I would say. And for me in this race, there's only two other horses that I think could win. I wouldn't be surprised if they did win. However, East India Dock for me is just the nailed-on horse. And the question marks come from the French horses that haven't actually ran yet, which is Sauvignon and Stencil. Any thoughts on those?
Well, I think everybody knows where I'm at. East India Dock. I'm full on this.
Triumph winner.
It'll win Saturday. And we go in with a fighting chance in the Triumph. La Bamba.
La Bamba's
very good horse.
Very good horse. Yeah.
But that's, I can't really add any more. People know where I'm at. And this horse looks the part.
If you're on East India Dock already for the Triumph, you know, La Bamba comes as a bit of a shock to you. But you, like you say, you go there with a fighting chance.
Do you know what? As long as they turn up and run, that's all I want.
Yeah.
That's all I want. As long as they run, I've put my money in. And then you just sit back and whatever happens, happens. Yeah. That's the way I look at it. Get a runner at Cheltenham, and that's what you want.
For what it's worth, I think he's vulnerable.
He's in the adult.
I do. Two reasons. I think the ground, he's
going to be softish.
Could be a bog. Could be.
There's lots of rain coming in Thursday, Friday.
Today it was raining up there. Yeah. Thursday and Friday, 90%.
We got that storm coming in. Yeah. That Welsh name.
Owen, it's still Mowen or something. And Ewan, that's it. Yeah, Dara. Yeah, it was Dara. Now it's an
Dara,
E.
That's Ewan, right. Yeah.
So I wouldn't back East India Dock on Saturday. And the two reasons are, one is the ground. Certainly very wet Thursday, Friday. He won on soft ground at Salisbury. In fact, it was bottomless that day he won. But it was a dreadful race. The other favourite in the race was Warmonger of Mark Prescott's, and that tailed off. That was dreadful. But that has since won a few races. But he won that off 68. And since he's been hurdling, his flat mark's gone up to 89. So he almost couldn't help win that. I don't think, no matter, you know, he was just, it turns out he's a better horse than that. So that's the first reason. And the other thing is, I think he's running against two better horses in this. The two you mentioned that he's run against. We was at Cheltenham when he won. We was at Wincanton the first time.
Yeah, we've seen them both, haven't we?
He fell in the first day against Hot Fuss.
Hot Fuss, yeah.
Who's, you know.
He won since then, but it wasn't nothing to write home
about. Egg and Spoon, 4-9.
It wasn't a great race.
And then the other horse, Sauvignon, which are back for Saturday.
Yeah.
I was going to back him for the Triumph, but because of Lubamba, I haven't. But I think he'll win Saturday, and I think you can tie in Sauvignon's form with East India Dock through that good French horse that won the juvenile hurdle at Chepstow,
Nisha Has, yeah.
So,
yeah.
The second that day at Cheltenham behind East India Dock was called Static, who's a soft to heavy ground horse.
Yeah.
So he wouldn't have liked that. And he was beaten out of sight on ground he should have liked at Chepstow when the winner was Nisha Haas. Sauvignon for Nichols and Cobden has been a talking horse for a while now.
Mm.
There was talk of it for the Triumph Hurdle.
Yep.
One of the guys on our group fancies it strongly for the Boodles. But I wouldn't be surprised if it ended up in the Boodles, but I think he'll win on Saturday. And I've backed him for this. His form in France ties in with this Nisha Haas.
Mm.
And the soft ground will definitely suit him. He won twice. He finished second in a listing behind a horse called Apollon de Nuit, who'd also finished a length behind Nisha Haas.
Mm.
So remember, Nisha Haas walloped Hot Fuss at Chepstow.
Yeah.
So I think it's beatable.
Yeah.
But on those grounds, I wouldn't be surprised if East India Dock did win, but I think there's grounds for taking him on. And the other one of the French trainer, JP Stencil,
yeah,
I think he's more of a Boodles horse.
Okay.
But
those prices are definitely going to narrow, aren't they, after the rain on the Thursday and Friday, you'd think.
They could be five to four, nine to four, front two.
Both
certainly.
These French horses ran on very soft and heavy, which over here is, you know, bottomless.
The third in Stencil hasn't been running in such good races, the other two,
as
Sauvignon, but he's a soft ground horse. If it came up like that, nothing would surprise you. No. But that trainer's horses aren't running well.
Which one?
Two out of
Noel George.
Two out of quite a few. Last time I looked.
I've only got stats over here.
Okay. So I backed Sauvignon.
Yep.
I'm going to back him again at fours for Saturday, but I'm not backing him for the Triumph because of Lubamba.
Yes. Okay. Well, there you go. So weather depending, moving into that race. The next race we're going to look at is the following, which is the Timeform Novices Handicap Chase, 1:15 run over 2 mile, 4.5 furlongs. We're seeing Jaguar for Greenall and Guerrero head the market. A couple others in here that may or may not run: Imperial Saint Masaccio, Resplendent Grey for Ollie Murphy, who's bounced back into amazing form recently, the last 2 weeks. Billy the Real Big Red, Guard Your Dreams, 10-1 bar. I think this is a very, very competitive race when I was looking at this one.
I could make head and the tail of it.
Lots of progressive horses, yeah, improving time on time again. I've ended up sitting on Billy the Real Big Red for Greenall and Guerrero. It's
been money for that, hasn't it?
He's 2 for 2 over fences. He's rated 1.31, which is only a pound behind Jaguar. Last time beat Firefly of 4 lengths. Probably over
is
in
Nichols.
Nichols, yeah, the blue Newbury, and blue,
yeah,
and yellow.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably over an inadequate trip of 2 mile 1.
He's a worthy favourite, Jaguar.
I would say he's potentially the best handicap course in this race because what have we got down here? He was 9 lengths behind Jinko Blue, who's now rated 1.49.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So you could say
his horses are a worry as well.
Mm.
I would say they're not in the best of form.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard, that race, as well, to have a bet because you don't know where Imperial Saint's going, because he's doubly declared in the later race, the Betfair Exchange.
Yeah.
So it just made my head swell, so I've got no view on it. I can't help.
And Masaccio is declared on the same day at a race at Doncaster. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He'll be ground dependent.
If those two don't run, Imperial Saint and Masaccio, you will be able to get some good value right now in these outside horses at 10-1 ish, I would imagine. But out of the two Greenall and Guerrero horses, I like Billy the Real Big Red. I've backed him the last two times he's ran, actually, over fences. I was just really impressed with the way he jumps and he just kind of goes from the front.
Soft ground,
gets in.
Soft ground.
He's ran on soft last two times. Right. And we'll get that again, I imagine. But every time he's ran over 2 mile 4, the write-up's been travelling strongly, stayed on strongly, and good enough for me.
When I looked at Cheltenham, the first thing I looked at is horses that will stay. Mm. Like, I was looking for 3 mile horses almost. Yep.
Well, I've got to say that the one I like is Imperial Saint. But as you say, it's doubly declared, but it's being backed off the boards here.
For that race?
For this race
here. Okay, that's a sign normally. Would he like better ground?
He won at Aintree. Good to soft.
Yeah.
Good.
Ground.
Last time ran on heavy.
Exeter.
Carrying top weight.
I'd be wary of him.
Yeah.
I think just that might have to run. Be one on the day because
if he runs, say,
weather forecast,
you just don't know what's going to happen, who's going where.
He's carrying top weight as well.
Yeah, 12 stone, I see.
He has won carrying 12 stone before, but not on soft ground at Cheltenham.
And this is a class 3 where he won a class 5.
Didn't
he? He's giving this isn't a stone and 5.
This isn't. That's a lot. I don't think that's this a is a. Way. This isn't. This is almost looks impossible to me. So.
I could see a Green or Guerrero 1-2 if they both run.
Oh, cool! Well, that's bold, isn't it?
I could.
Really?
I really could. Yeah. I just think this just shouts out to me. Super progressive, unexposed.
Imperial Saint is drifting like a barge in the next race.
Okay.
So I think.
Good point.
He's going for this one.
Yeah, that's good to know.
As you said though, if that ground is soft, which it very much likely will be. I can't.
If the weather's coming in like this,
it was good to soft Tuesday. Yeah. So before any rain,
it's good. Yeah, it's good soft today. It's the.
But it's not. Wind today, it's not Huntingdon soft where it's a flat track and you can get away with it. It's Cheltenham soft.
Yeah, it's Cheltenham soft. Yeah, and we got two days of full on 12 hours of rain each day. Storm rain, 60-mile-an-hour winds. You know. Difficult race then, but it's going to be a good watch, and whatever wins this will be a good horse, no doubt. Tricky, but good to get us involved in. So Billy the Real Big Red from me. Let's move on to the 150, which is the Betfair Exchange Handicap Chase, also ran over 2 mile, 4.5 furlongs. I wouldn't say the greatest field for this type of race. You know, this is... Absolutely. This is your Paddy Power Gold Cup type race.
Substitutes.
You? Correct, yeah. But if there was ever a day for Ginny's Destiny... do you know what? I've got a quote for you, folks. Are you ready for it?
Yeah. I'll follow it up in a minute.
And this is from our first podcast before we went to Cheltenham.
Yeah.
And you said, about Ginny's Destiny.
Yeah.
While he could win a handicap off 155...
Yeah.
And then we obviously proceeded to pick a few holes into it and find other better handicap horses for the race. But while he could win a handicap at 155, well, you're going to love him now off 152, aren't you?
No.
No?
No, not on earthly.
No?
No.
Wow.
I'll tell you for why in a minute.
Well, I'd love to hear it because that's my pick.
Okay. Cheltenham form, absolutely. You know, £3.
Front runner? Is he a front runner?
He's a front runner.
Yeah.
I don't think there was too many front runners in it. But there's doubts over so many of these.
That's what I thought, yeah.
So Iroko's gone up sleepily. It's up to 152.
I don't think he can win off that. I think he's found a ceiling.
Yeah, spot on. His last win was off 145, but he's been beat 3 times now off 149. So he'd be another one to oppose.
He's drifting as well, actually.
Greener and Guerrero is another yard like James Owen. They're shorter than they should be.
Okay.
There's a lot of trainers. Skelton used to be like that. But
Harry Derham.
Derham's another one. That's exactly right. Those sort of people, the bookmakers cotton onto and they don't take any chances. But I think their horses aren't quite right.
Okay.
So I wouldn't do Iroko. Ginny's Destiny, similar. I still think she's too high and would definitely prefer good ground.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly not soft ground.
Okay.
Same as Imperial Saint.
Yep.
So... I kept going through them. Soul Icon, no chance of getting home.
No.
2 mile 4 on soft ground. No. That Kempton race fell into its lap. I think it was 10 stone 2 or something it had, and against better horses, admittedly.
Yeah.
But given the stiffer track, can't see how that... He runs around Huntingdon and places like this all flat track, so I don't see that. Cherimond's gone up for winning... I think he ran fourth in the Paddy, and then he won the Paddy second race in December.
Against Madara, very sad times.
Yeah, another one.
Gonna pay £8 for that.
Another goalpost we struck. And Venetia's horses,
no.
You can't back any of hers at the moment. They seem to have gone. But I'm backing 2 in this, but with no confidence whatsoever.
I like that.
Okay. In fact, that's wrong to say that. The first one, if it runs, I do like.
Okay.
Moon Durange.
Okay.
Of John McConnell's.
Yeah.
Stays further. As course form, will light the ground. He's about 9-1. The reason I hesitate with him is because McConnell's also he's also been running dreadful.
Yeah.
But he did have
0-25 last 14 days.
Yeah. He did have a couple of seconds yesterday.
Yeah.
And he's got 7 declared for Dundalk Friday night. So that might that may give you a bit of a hint whether his horses are back in form.
Okay.
So I quite like that. I think he's got a good chance.
If
and the
runs,
other so. One
yeah.
was The Complete Outsider.
Happy-go-lucky.
Used to be trained by Kim Bailey. Still with the same owner.
Yeah.
Has got a great record fresh, for one.
And he'll need it as well, because
he will.
Not around since...
500 days, isn't it?
March 2023. Yeah.
700 days, near enough.
Is it? Yeah, yeah. Loves Cheltenham, goes on soft ground. He's really well handicapped on some of his form, but the absence, you know, that is a worry. But yeah, Mel Rowley, what was the one, the Welsh National with Al Dance or something?
Yeah.
He's a good trainer, this guy, I think. And if he was just having a little run round, I thought there'd been another race for him rather than this.
Yeah.
So it would be win only, because he's probably win or...
He's only entered in this.
He's probably win or pulled up.
Mm-hmm.
But 33s, I think he is, some places. So
yeah, yeah, 33s.
That, yeah. So, but the other one, if McConnell had a few run well Friday night, I'd be quite keen on him, especially on softer ground.
I ended up landing on Ginny's Destiny, not because I saw this horse and I thought, that adds up. This is the one that's going to win this race, which is normally the way it works in these types of races.
It won it last year.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I've got down here. Ginny's Destiny.
I love Ginny's Destiny, front runner. You know where you stand.
He won.
Come and catch me, job.
Yeah, he won a race.
Don't stay up the hill, it don't.
Yeah, on good soft ground.
Can't have a Rocco. God, I've lost money on a Rocco.
No.
That thing is just, yeah. Ginny's Destiny actually should be fit, raring to go.
I think.
Well, some of them scoot home, some don't.
But it's a Golden Alpha won on Saturday, and everyone's saying, no, it's great. Sinatra run terrible.
Yeah, it didn't run well.
Terrible.
Did it? Didn't run well at all.
Golden Alpha, he won.
Should have won.
Or she won, but she should have won by more than that.
Yeah.
And there was 3 or 4 closing. The Henderson horse would never get beat by that again. Never, ever.
And then the one on Saturday, God, that won well, didn't it? The Rose.
Yeah, just the Rose. But
so
do you know
just
what?
Don't know, do you?
Do you know what? No. That horse finished behind that horse of Dan Skelton's in its point that you like.
Fortune de Mer.
No, the other one. The one that won at Cheltenham. Country Mile.
Oh, Country Mile.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah, that's it.
And he beat that 2.5 lengths. And Country Mile, of course, had come out. And he's done well for Skelton.
Yeah.
You know, he was decent, I'd have thought. Oh. So, yeah, that certainly looks a decent horse. That, but the favourite didn't run very well either, did it? But
no.
It sort of fell apart, but he couldn't have been more visually impressive, certainly. I agree with you.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd still worry about his horses.
Going for the Jane Seymour.
Yeah,
I said, Sandown.
Oh, is that mare's?
Just
the
before
Cheltenham. Okay.
So he's... Yeah, he doesn't want to run them against each other. So
well, her and Golden Alpha?
Yeah, that will go there.
Well,
Golden Alpha's going at Cheltenham.
I would say the wrong way around then, wouldn't you?
That's what I heard him say.
Okay.
That's interesting.
I think you're right with this race. I picked holes in literally all of them. Mm. And then see that Ginny's Destiny won a race at this trials day last year, carrying top weight.
Mm.
Off a mark only £5 lower. And I just think if there's any race for Ginny's Destiny to win, this will probably be the one. I just can't have any of the others. Purely, they've all won or ran well and have all gone up so much in the handicaps. I just don't see them staying. I really don't. And it might go to an outsider. You never know.
Tough little cookie.
Tough race. It's a tough day.
It's
a tough day. You'll do well to come out of this one on top, hopefully. Right, the Unibet hurdle. It's not really much of a talking point, this one.
This isn't hard.
No, the markets have really suggested that Lossie Mouth is not going to run.
Well,
1-4 Constitution Hill today.
She's a non-runner anyway, wasn't she?
Yeah, well, you think so, yeah.
this will win in a breeze, surely.
It's got if this, well, I mean, yeah.
If the other fraud horse turns up,
yeah,
he'll beat her again.
The fraud horse.
Oh, it's a fraud, that horse. I'm not having it.
Lossy Mouth, guys. We're talking about Lossy Mouth, the fraud.
The fraud horse. Everyone keeps saying how good it is. His form just doesn't equate to it. No. He beat a 138, or she beat a 138, or tell us something, girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder why Constitutional annihilates. It's just a fraud, that horse. I'm not having it.
I love it.
Well, I just
that's going
just
on the Twitter. That's getting quoted and going on a, on well, the Twitter.
I'm not having it.
Maybe a
it's
mug.
Just, it's just overrated completely.
For the race in public, I'd love to see her come over just to see.
What?
To get beat
to
again.
Not jump the first two and be tailed off again. And then run on.
And then Mullins go, I knew something was wrong.
The track went wrong. Yeah, that's right.
What Johnny said last night gave me big hope.
What did Johnny say?
I think Johnny must have been smoking something.
No, he tipped Lossy Mouth.
What, in this?
Yeah.
He didn't. Well, he said she's got a puncher's chance.
He did go, what's your best bet Saturday? And he went, Lossy Mouth. He did go Lossy Mouth.
He didn't say best bet. Don't. This is typical Marty Mullins. This is the man himself. He didn't say that's my best bet of the weekend.
Well, but that's
he
the
said
one.
Put one up for the weekend. And that's what he put up.
Yeah, and I can see why. Cheltenham would be a different ball game. God. You know that. Courses are different.
Constitution Hill hates Cheltenham, obviously.
Do you know what? I think for
it's
me,
a non-race.
No, for me personally. I would love them to meet each other Saturday. Then I know where I stand.
I want them to run. That's where I know. I'll tell you what, I want them to run, and I want Constitution Hill to win about two or three lengths again because I want...
You want a better price on
I want Lossy Mouth to run in the Champion Hurdle.
Yeah, because you got one of the mares.
That's right, yeah.
There you go. Very good.
It's a non-race.
It's an absolute non-race.
If she goes to the Irish Hurdle, State Man Vieux, I can only see one winner.
Yeah, but wherever those two run, brighter days ahead will be somewhere in the distance.
Well, I can't believe she's going for the Mayor's Hurdle. That is the worst decision.
Brighter days ahead.
Yeah,
it's been smashed up for the Mayor's
Hurdle. Why would you avoid?
I know, but you know what it is. Apples Jade. They remember it when they had that. She was brilliant. Apples Jade, unbeatable. Went for the champion. Never the same since.
No, I know. But yeah, I'm just surprised. Mm. You just think they'll just throw the
dice.
What's
the last one? The last mare to win the Champion Hurdle.
Annie Power.
Oh, of course, yeah. Yeah.
She won it, didn't she?
Many. Though you get that £7.
Well, that's always going to be debatable, isn't it? It is, really.
Yeah, but that's the rules and you have to get on with it. It's like it or lumpy. The
woman being a man.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. You wouldn't run 200 metre races off the same start, would you? You know, so I understand.
I just want them to meet on Saturday to know where I'm at, and that's all I want.
I'll give you a pre-race glimpse of it in a minute.
No, I just want to, yeah. And if I get beaten,
you want to see it at Cheltenham, don't you? You want to see them racing each other at Cheltenham.
She has drifted like a barge for the champion.
Six to one. There's nothing left in the champion, though, is there? Take her out.
It's such a shame,
isn't
it?
Take her out.
No, I took her out last year.
But I just mean, there's nothing left.
Mm.
It becomes a bit of a... Oh,
racing needs champions.
Yeah.
Lossy Mouth isn't a champion. Constitution Hill is a champion. Brighter Days Ahead could be a champion. Don't get me wrong, I wouldn't be surprised Brighter Days Ahead beat Constitution. There's no chance in the world of the other one beating either of those.
He's got to run Constitution Hill. Not on Earth Hill. He's got to run it. Because I thought, still needs a bit of work on that horse, and that would be a great race Saturday.
Okay, thanks, Nicky.
Well, I'm just no, hey? I'm
Nicky from
unbelievable.
Marty Henderson.
I'm just saying how it is. He need
every time you I listen to he, them, he's flying. He's scored well. We've got to give him another race. He's bouncing.
Yeah,
well, Lossy Mouth is kicking the door down to get over here. But will he let her out?
Like he was Boxing Day, kicking the door down, the dogs are barking, the pigeons are running for cover. It's all nonsense. I'm not having it.
The pigeons. But no, we'll find out tomorrow.
That's why he's fives on. That's why he's fives. She won't turn up. They're scared of him.
Brentford Hope will be 20 lengths behind.
Brentford Open, no hope.
Yeah. Brentford, no hope. Well, it's a shame. It is a shame, isn't it? When you get these big Grade 2, Grade 1 races with these big horses turning up and everything else just avoids them. You know, to run in these like four runner races for these big prize pools, it is a shame.
If I'm an owner, Are you interested in winning races, or are you interested in making it pay? If you're JP, you're winning races.
Winning races, yeah.
If you're you and I, it's got to be financially right.
You've
and you think, I can run behind Constitution Hill, get second.
Yeah.
Second must be 15 grand, I'm guessing, something like that.
71,188. So he for the winner, pick up 40, isn't he?
For the winner, no, the winner gets.
Is that added?
I think no. I think that's a whole prize pot. 71,000.
Okay.
So that'd be probably 40 for Hill.
No, 60 grand it is to the
60
winner.
60 grand, 60. And then you just got
it'd be 15. You've covered your
costs. Winner.
Yeah.
72 for the winner.
Yeah.
That's good going. That.
It is only great too.
If you can trot round and just trot round and win like that.
Yeah.
You can have a listed hurdle, a listed three-year-old hurdle in France, and they're running for that.
I know. Well, we can't go on to prize money, Jesus.
Not again.
It's dreadful.
We've done that once.
Seven races today at...
go on.
At...
Catrick.
Oh, pitiful. One of them's 2,900.
Yeah.
That does
embarrassing.
Jesus.
Whether they're sellers or anything, the petrol still costs the same. That's right, yeah. Okay, move on.
Move on. Well... I found one on this, Cleve Hurdle, 3:35.
What? All right.
Wait a minute. And Folks has almost fallen over.
After I got off the floor last night when he said it. Shall I do my bit first?
Is
that right?
Yeah, you go.
So I am all over one here.
You are?
Yeah.
Okay.
All over it.
Okay.
Strong Leader is a horse I will never, ever back again.
No.
Never.
Correct.
Not an earthly.
I will only ever back him on one occasion, we'll get to it.
Ascot, he never went a yard, beaten out of sight. Right.
That was the long distance hurdle, was it?
Long
walk hurdle. That's right. Yeah.
Crambo would be the one out of those two.
Yeah.
Based on Ascot.
Yeah.
He's not beatable, definitely.
Okay.
If you watch that race again, the Wall Park would have won that in another 20 yards.
He was
closing, you know. So the one I really like, is Buddy One.
Okay.
Does that cheer you up, Marty?
That shocked me.
This horse has never wanted to go chasing at all, has it?
He's never liked it.
So his hurdle form would put him probably second or third favourite in the stayers.
Mm-hmm.
He's finished eight lengths behind Tehupu in the stayers, where he finished next to Flooring Porter and Home by the Lee. Then he ran in the 3 mile hurdle in Ireland, and exactly the same, finished eight lengths behind Tehupu, Home by the Lee, and was it Mullins horse in the Donnelly colours. Asterion Falange.
Yeah,
and he was beat three lengths by Strong Leader at Aintree, but that's a completely different track to this. That's a flat track, which is Strong Leader.
Mm-hmm.
But Buddy One's got good form at Cheltenham as well, and I think he's a cracking bet in this. I really do. I think he's cracking value as well.
Good price.
Yeah,
10 to 1.
I fancy him. I fancy him strongly in this if he runs.
Yeah.
But
he
never wanted Martin. I know you like this horse, don't you?
Oh, he'd done me a right turn at Cheltenham.
But he's hated chasing.
He's not enjoyed it.
No.
I'm glad they've come back to hurdling.
Yeah.
He's entered tomorrow and he's jocked up.
Do you know what?
At Gowran.
Is he?
Against Hidden Valley Lake and Asterion Falange.
Hidden Valley Lake.
Is he favourite?
No.
It's tight. Third favourite, 5-1.
Behind who?
Hidden Valley Lake, 2-1. Asterion Falange, 4-1.
What price is he?
Fives.
That's where he's going then, isn't it?
Mm.
What a shame.
I'm almost glad, because the more you kept talking there, the more I was like, oh, there could be a different one here, but there ain't. There really isn't.
I think the weather is going to play a part here, whether they can get the Irish horses over.
Oh, that's a good point. I hadn't thought I've been
thinking about this. Willie's probably thought, do you know what? Nah. I'll just hold back. Yeah, it's all to do with the weather.
It's not the fact what the ground is. It's no fun for them crossing on a boat, I guess.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the horse that absolutely ruined for the Supreme.
Of Willie's?
Yeah, came over and they said, oh, it's been sick all the way.
Oh, well, you wouldn't wish that on anyone.
You knew that. You'd lost your money.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think...
No, that's a good point.
And I think that's excellent why Buddy point. One is probably taking this option.
It was 13 to 2
race?
Out to 10. Hurdles, yeah. Hurdles.
13 to 2 out to 10
for the Cheltenham race, yeah. 13 to 2 out to 10.
Well, I would be on him tomorrow.
Yeah, 5-1's a good price.
Yeah, I like it. I like the horse.
Against Asterion Falange, if he can't beat, we'll see now, 11? Asterion Falange?
Yeah, very old. Very old. Entered
28.
Yeah, 11.
That's a lot.
I should be on that far.
That's a lot. Time. Oh, your Sandor Clegane's in there.
Sandor Clegane, yeah.
Another one.
Hidden Valley Lake. Oh, that's done me some favours, that thing.
Favours?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I mean.
Oh.
And done me nothing.
No, it's not. Because it can't jump, Mark. That's why.
Gave me a hole in my wallet. That's what it gave me.
He ran well last time, Mark.
Yeah, well, he did get an easy lead, didn't he? That is true. That is true.
He's not. Sandor Clegane, I think, will finish second to loads of good horses, but I think he'll struggle to get his head in front.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
that's a shame.
So I've got down here. I looked at this one. Crambo is probably definitely the rightful favourite, and he's probably the horse to beat when you look through all of them. Strong leader, as you said, suited to flat tracks, and this is Ollie Murphy said this himself, right? You know, and when the trainer speaks out like that, you listen.
He was interviewed.
Yeah.
And he almost didn't know. He wasn't confident at all.
No. I like Ollie Murphy because he's very, he speaks the truth a lot of the time. He doesn't, you know, if he's got a horse that he likes for the weekend, he'll tell whoever's being interviewed. And, you know,
is this his best horse?
On the ratings, it might be,
but he doesn't, after last time, you knew what was going to happen.
When he won at Newbury, he beat some terrible horses, like Mon Morale.
Mon Morale's the one, folks.
I know, so you keep telling me.
Mon Morale is the one.
After I got up off the floor when you told me that.
He wasn't that far behind Strong Leader at Newbury. And Newbury is a track for Strong Leader. It is a flat track. He won the Perthemps final at Cheltenham last year on soft ground.
Over the same time.
Came around fast and late. Yeah,
with a time 6 seconds quicker than Tiapu in the stayers later on the card.
Okay.
Nice, like that.
Is that the one that got Nichols Cheltenham going?
And Nichols has only got one entry in the stayers this year.
Mon Morale.
And it's Mon Morale. Which makes me think his horse is targeted at something a bit bigger, and this is almost his stepping stone. I just think 8-1.
Made a good case. He likes not a horse I like.
He likes a gallop. He stays. You know, I just think there's so many question marks, especially with the first three in the betting, and without Buddy One. I don't think you got to worry about Botox Has and Garlaw and Kerry Hill and Transmission.
Singy will be there.
And other Lossy Mouth, the other Singy fraud.
Singy will be there, probably. Gal Road.
Yeah, Gal Road. You can set your pot 2-2-2-2-2. Get your forecast out because he's finishing second. Can't win that.
What a lovely horse to own.
Yeah. No, not.
Well, he is really because he runs in it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
5-2 a minute ago.
Yeah, 130.
Yeah. What's that?
Constitution. Lossy Mouth,
sixes on some places.
Mon Morale 8-1.
Okay.
Banker of the weekend.
It's not a horse I like. What?
Banker of the weekend. Yeah, I'm serious.
You got to go serious. With what you feel.
Did you hear that?
Got to go with what you feel.
Did you hear what we said? Banker of the weekend.
Banker of the weekend.
That's what he feels. He's got to go with it.
Honestly.
Can't get my breath.
This is like the stars are
aligning. Harry Cobden riding.
Yes.
Even better.
This is like the stars are aligning.
I'm shocked.
Mon Morale.
Okay.
I do. Other than that, Nichols is in stinking form. And, right. Any thoughts on that one, Marty? Or are you happy with Mon Morale, mate?
Do you know what? Yeah, I am happy. I am. I've just sat back, listened to all the talk and think, do you know what? Nah.
I think that other horse is worth backing tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Buddy won at fives.
Now
each way to nothing. Yeah. What do they call
it?
A dirty each way or something?
Yeah, dirty.
You heard what Johnny said about each way last night? Oh.
That moves us nicely into our final race at Cheltenham, the 4:10, which is the AIS Novices Hurdle.
Two words. Potter's Charm. Get on now. Even money. Can't lose.
That's 10.
That's 10 words. Honest truth, they were going to hold it back. They want to chuck another run into it at Cheltenham. Even money.
Yeah, that is
what
disgusting.
What a price.
That is disgusting. Even money.
Will he definitely run?
Yes.
He's come out from the trainer. He's definitely going.
Is he still evens, though?
Yeah.
Yes, still evens.
Yeah, I think he'll win this.
Yeah.
Well, he's got to.
I'll tell you what, put it in a double with Mon Morale.
No, boom. Don't.
I was going to do a double with East India Dock.
Yeah, I think. Well, yeah,
3-1 the double.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I think he'll win.
Yeah, I agree. I'm excited.
And I feel sorry for him.
Okay. Why?
I feel sorry for him because he's really good. I'm guessing he must be a 155 horse by now, something like that. And he's running to the new lion. Any other year, he'd be a 2-1, 3-1 shot for Cheltenham.
But what?
He's walked into the new lion.
But yeah. What's telling me? I think this new lion will go supreme. Just something telling me. I hope not.
Dan Skelton said ground related, didn't he?
So what's the?
It'd have to be desperate.
If it's desperate, he'll go 2 miles. If it's not, he'll stay 2 miles.
And he won't be able to sit behind their mother plodders like he did at Newbury and then jink around and still win with his head in his chest. Yeah. You know,
he's decent. He's a very hard horse. He battles. He's great. Love him.
New Lion or Potters?
Potters.
I think he'll win. He won a 3 mile point, so turned soft. He won't mind. He won his point on soft ground. The only thing I said was, I think the most likely challenge will come from Tizard's Western Knight. Also, won 3 miles at Ascot. I know he only beat Excello, but Excello, you know, he's decent enough. And the other one was that Zetterhorn. Do you remember it came out with that big reputation and ran terrible? But he stays strongly. I would see him being a great novice chaser next year. I could see him, if Potter's Charm was to get beat, I would say it might be this, because I think he's a hard horse to get by. He's got a few pounds to find, but I was quite taken by him at Ascot.
If Potter's Charm gets beat in this, the new lion can go around Cheltenham backwards in the turners and win it.
The price just drops.
6-4, that would be
gone. Yeah. But this is why I'm quite excited about this race, because I don't think Potter's Charm can get beat.
Can't.
So...
Can't.
He's running against
Honest Truth.
Bill Joyce.
The trainer come out. Oh yeah, Bill Joyce. Yeah.
Who's 3-1 in this for John Joe O'Neill.
The optimism from that yard. This is their best, isn't it? Apart from Broadway Boy.
Mm. Absolutely. So Bill Joyce finished five lengths behind the new lion at Newbury. Albeit the new lion didn't exactly.
It could have been 35.
Yeah, it could have been. It could have been. But I think if Potter's Charm annihilates these, and I mean like the same as what he did to like Valgrand, let's say 18 lengths, 20 lengths, in that type of fashion.
I think I
can start getting excited about Potter's Charm in the turners.
Yeah. Are you on
especially
Potter's?
At 22-1, my anti-post bet.
Is it nice each way?
No.
To win?
To win, yeah.
So if New Line kicks thing is, to the next one, you'd be laughing.
But the trouble is, you're never going to shake him off, New Line. I don't mean on the day racing. I mean, he's always going to be there, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? Mm. It's a shame for Potts Charm and the owners and everything, because I think he's a smashing horse, but he's just run into this other thing the same year.
Yeah.
You know?
Because New Line is headed to the Gold Cup. That's their plan. That's why they brought it. Yeah, seriously. This is a Gold Cup horse. Whatever happens next.
Welcome
season.
To the show, Mystic Meg.
Yeah.
No, this is.
Who said that? Oh, was that when JP's bought it, didn't he? Yeah.
JP bought it, and that's what came out. That's why it was so hefty, the price. The thing is, at Cheltenham, I can see the race already, the turners.
Yeah.
Potter Charm jumps the last in the lead. But the you've got Harry just like that going, don't worry, I'm here.
He's going to do that in the bumper as well.
Yeah. That's what I feel will happen.
Yeah,
but we shall see. Because you just don't know where these horses end up. Some of it does your head in, but But Potter's Charm Saturday.
Yeah,
that should be a shoe-in.
A shoe-in.
Yeah. On the bridle.
I like this other horse.
Yeah.
The lot.
I think this other horse is decent though.
Oh yeah.
Western Knight. I could see him being the danger easily.
Okay.
He's got to go and do it, but.
On the ratings at the moment, Potter's Charm's rated 146. The new lion's rated 147 based off what they've done
so far.
Potter's
Charm's what?
146.
Oh, I thought it'd be higher.
The new lion 147.
Right.
And you know there might be discrepancies in there because they haven't ran that much against other horses. Yes. But a pound on the ratings. You never know though. Like the new lion wasn't really asked to do much, was he? And it could be one of those cases where he's got nothing under the hood.
Yeah.
Who knows?
And that's it.
You know, he might have just been one of those.
Potter's Charm, he jumps well.
Yeah.
He goes around Cheltenham well. And everything's spot on.
Gamely, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, when asked to press and fight,
I think he finds it. I like
the new line, if you think the new line beat Bill Joyce and Regent Stroll for me is another dream horse.
Yeah.
Another waste of money.
Yeah.
And what worries me about New Lyme, Wendigo was there.
Mm.
That he's 128 or something.
That's going for the Albert Bartlett.
Yeah, it's not an athlete, is it?
It's hard to get little things on Twitter.
But they're not. They're not. It was almost like the wrong horses were in behind it. I know it wasn't easy. I get that, and he took a pull, and he could have probably won 10 minutes. But
yeah,
you know.
And that was around Newbury.
Yeah.
Mm.
So he's got to go up the hill at Cheltenham.
But you don't look so stopping.
That's the thing. That's the I almost get a little worried when I see a horse just win on the bridle, because you don't get to see it all. You know, do you know what I mean? Mm. You know, you ask a horse whether it can find or not, and we don't know, really, do we?
Well,
but he might be very, very good.
Going to On the Bridle, Fortune Demer for the bumper.
Yeah, I've put that up,
I've never seen a horse win a race like that.
Yeah, that was.
And you just think, Jesus. Yeah.
I said it a couple of weeks ago. Dan Skelton is the new Paul Nicholls in British racing at the moment, with owners taking their good horses to him rather than Nicholls.
Yeah, but Harry
Skelton. I said to Matt earlier the other day, I said, you can always tell a trainer when he's on the downgrade, when they start in syndicates and all this. If you start having to, like the owner's group, I know a lot of the guys have got horses with them, but if you start having syndicates, you need your big guns.
You need your superstars, big prize
superstars.
But Harry Skelton the other day, Harry didn't put that horse into the crowd, I'll never know.
Oh, that was abysmal.
I'm shocked.
He should have got a ban for that. No, he should have got a ban for that.
He should have got some. Do you know thuggery. What? That's the what result that went the right way there.
Yeah, it did.
Because they would have gone in with a claim.
But that was terrible.
What horse was that?
Skelton, Windsor. First race at Windsor. And he nearly put this thing in the crowd. Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Won by a nose in the end, and that saved Skelton's skin. Because they didn't have to do anything then, did they?
It was wrong. It was careless riding. It was aggressive riding. Literally.
Yeah.
Straight out of his American playbook.
The crowd's that close, he could have gone into it.
Yeah, terrible.
But okay. Yeah.
Good point that was, remember that.
Right, well, there's the Cheltenham card. Let's move into our picks for Prestbury.
What's this? The
anti-post horse for Cheltenham, which will be an imaginary 1 point each way that we keep track of throughout the season, and we'll then work it all out after the Cheltenham meeting, Cheltenham Festival, to see who's won. A little overview, just to go through who we've got so far. So Anton's obviously been on once. He tipped up Romeo Cooley at 10-1 for the Supreme. Looked bad and then has started looking not so bad again. Folks has gone with High Class Hero.
I've backed that now.
Backed it.
Romeo Cooley.
Oh, Romeo Cooley for the Supreme.
I can't see how he can be out of the frame. Okay. Honest God.
Like that.
Won't be out of the frame.
Anton will be happy then. Folks has on his squad has got High Class Hero at 33s for the Brown Advisory, the Wall Park 33s for the Stayers, and he did last time tip out Romeo Cudio 33-1 for the Turners, but looking like the Supreme now. Marty tipped up last time he was on El Fabiolo 8-1 for the Ryanair, and I've got Fortune de Mer for the Champion Bumper at 25s, Home by the Lee at 20s for the Stayers, Val Grand at 16 for the County Hurdle, and my horse going in this week, running tomorrow at Huntingdon.
Palladium.
The most expensive National Hunt recruit in British racing. 1.4 million. German Derby winner.
I can't believe it.
Palladium for the Triumph at 14.
Is it people who own Absurd? Who?
Lady Bamford.
Oh, of course it is. Yeah.
Lady Bamford owns that.
Mm. It's 5-1 on tomorrow, and rightly so. You know, anything could be anything. But looking for value, this one just seemed to...
Tell you what,
I think
that,
the Triumph. Yeah, I think the Triumph's still quite wide open, really.
Interesting.
Because I wasn't too impressed with Lalamba.
Weren't you?
No. I was. It was a good horse. I don't think it was 6-4 good horse.
No.
But giving £10 to, was it?
Yeah,
Mondo,
but he'll
man's
struggle.
So green, but though.
He'll struggle, Mondo Man, to win because we'll come on to another horse like that in a minute, but he will struggle. If he keeps pulling like that, he's obviously got engine, but...
Bit of headgear, folks. Sort him out.
Who?
Mondo Man.
Yeah, I know you like him.
I backed him before he ran, when he was first sold.
See Palladium
the trouble is, Lulamba had to give him £10 on Saturday. In the future, it'd be level weights.
Yeah, that is true.
But what with tomorrow's race, it could have quite an effect on the Cheltenham markets.
Which race he goes.
If Palladium is a Henderson horse,
yeah.
So he scoots in by 20, just say he does.
Yeah.
He goes Triumph, oh, we'll put him in the Supreme. And but you just don't know, do you, with these things?
I agree. I think
because he don't. Do you throw two darts or
he
won't. One thing?
No. And he did say as much. Oh, we've got another one coming out, so we'll see where he goes. He didn't say, look, the Rams going for this, and that's the end of it, you know. I've got two more. They're not some picks for the podcast, but I've backed two more for Cheltenham. I've backed three, actually. I've backed 6.5 for the Mayor's Novice at 33s and 16-1 non-runner no bet with Hills. So thrilled with that. 6-1 Hobart. And I do fancy that. I think that was very impressive that day. I've also had a bet, and I didn't put this on the site because I knew Anton, it would wind him up. I've backed Kiss Will for the Supreme 40s and 33s.
I've got to go back to that.
He's
race.
16s now. You know, but.
I was sat at home. Text messages were coming through from Anton. What race did he watch?
Yeah.
That horse done what it had to do. And I thought, wait a minute, Anton. Mm. You know, God, I didn't like
it. He's just angry at Irish race. He was taken out.
It wasn't that because...
It was a no-o race.
it was a bit of a no race because the one he had to be, he put in his place, went away and he could have won by 25, couldn't he? But
they're all no races, though, really, over there.
They are.
Have you noticed with Willie Mullins' horses, what's gone wrong with their jumping?
There's only one. He jumped brilliantly.
Copa de Boer couldn't jump.
But Kiss Will, if you go back to Kiss Will's bumper run, the second, third, fifth, and sixth have won out of that race in the French hurdle.
Yeah.
One of them was a listed race, that I think the second or the third one. It's good form, that.
Mm.
I'd be surprised if he's not right there, Supreme Day, anyway.
Okay. So I can see why.
So what's your selection for your pick for Presbury, folks?
Is in the bumper.
In the champion bumper. Wow. Okay. What we got?
I know. I thought. Look at the look on Marty's face. He's like.
I thought we found the bumper winner three times already.
Marty.
Oh, everyone six. Collectively.
Six times.
Oh yeah, six times. He's got six horses that are winning the bumper.
So. I come back to another one of Willie's, funnily enough. Called Bambino Fever.
Bloody hell!
Never heard of it.
No, I've never heard of it,
but not.
He's about 20-1. He won his point.
Bambino Fever.
Yeah, he won his point by 40 lengths, but it's not. It was four runners, and everyone's going, oh, only two finished. But he was travelling all over the favourite in the race, and the other one fell two out, but the race was done anyway. But it was a good time. Because normally in a four-runner race, in heavy ground, you expect them just to trot round. But it was a fairly good time. So he's since been bought for a nice few quid, gone to Willie, and then absolutely hosed up in his bumper, beating a horse called Derryville at Punchestown. I always think with Mullins's bumper horses, you see him running at Limerick and Cork and Ballinrobe and all that, you can forget them. This thing ran at Punchestown. Wasn't particularly fancied, by the way.
When was that?
A while back.
Maybe
October, I think it was, something like that. So start of the season.
Another run before
the
big one?
I'll get on to that. So he beat Derryville, who hasn't won since, but Derryville has run in his four bumpers now, and he's been beat every time by Mullins horse, and some of the better ones as well. The difference now is... this Bambino Fee was entered the Dublin Racing Festival in 2 weeks, but he's entered in the strongest of the three bumpers.
Yeah.
Right? She, I should say. Not he. She. She's by Jukebox Jury. So we'll like the softer ground, but great pedigree. Think she could be okay. And I think it's interesting that Mullins hasn't run her over the winter on that desperate ground. And he keeps her for one of these informative bumpers like the Dublin Racing Festival one prior to Cheltenham. So, you know, we've seen other trainers run four times and all this sort of stuff. But I think she's a full sister to Iletta Tom and Princess Zoe, both of who revel in soft ground, obviously.
Yeah.
She's quite short as well. I think she's 20 to 1, 25 to 1. There is 14 to 1 non-runner no bet, which is what I would do, because
being a mare, there's the danger she won't go to Cheltenham.
Go to Aintree.
She'll go to the Mayor's Final at Aintree, or she'll go to the Land Rover Mayor's Final in April.
Okay.
But obviously, if she does run at Cheltenham, she'll get the £7.
Yeah.
But I would be surprised if next time we see her, I'd be surprised if you don't see a good horse there, to be honest.
Could you chuck one out, didn't you?
What's that?
The Patrick was getting very...
Fatale.
And he is getting jiggy about it. So I reckon that that's their horse.
Could be.
I don't know. But
has it entered anywhere yet?
As Mark said, this Dublin Festival, there's three bumpers.
I think there's three.
I've seen two. I've
got a feeling there's two on one day for some reason. I've got a feeling there's a...
There could be.
A Colts one. Colts and Geldings. And then on the final day, there's the Colts and Geldings. And then it's... I'm sure it's that one where they have the amateur riders in. Not the proper jocks in.
The favourite for Cheltenham seems to be in the lesser race. The way I looked at it, I looked off, wait a minute, where is he? That's collapsed.
I thought that's a bit strange.
Why are you in the...
And I know the, I'm going to disagree with you. I don't fancy Pipe's horse at all. Not at all. I just don't. I don't fancy it at all. I listened to Up in the Ante last night, and Johnny said he thought it was summer ground form.
Ascot.
What else could he do once he got to the front? He isn't going to bound away from decent horses like that, Cheltenham. It's just not going to happen, is it?
No, no. You wouldn't think so.
Yeah.
Could he be another Fever?
Oh, he could be.
Could be one of them.
He could be.
You ain't getting past me.
He could be, but he's... I don't see how...
It does make me laugh. The bumper is probably the toughest race to get the winner. Because you just don't know what's what.
I agree. But that was my pick anyway for the bumper.
Yeah. Well, that Safa Talma is still not down as being trained by Willie Mullins, but he has entered into the champion bumper. So
I wonder if he'd had an injury or something. I saw that.
I don't think... I'm not sure Patrick would have come out and said what he did if he had. But
well, they're relying on that horse to come out, do the biz. It's 4-1, like Jasmine DeVoe last year.
Mm. Yeah.
Job done.
Yeah.
But you don't know, do you?
You don't know. But you can't... One thing we do know is you can't ignore Willie Mullins is in the bumper.
No, absolutely not. No.
There won't be many bumpers around, though, is there?
No, I wouldn't say so.
Very peaceful.
Should be more.
What have you got one, Marty, to sweep your pick for Presbury?
I think I'll let it out of the bag quite early.
Have you?
Right, we'll go ahead in the Hunter's Chase.
Okay.
Will it go ahead?
Bolted up on Sunday.
In fairness,
beat Ramil's, which I was worried about.
Marty did text me this on the Sunday, because I know it's been put up on a few other sites.
Yeah.
But Martin texted me on Monday and said on the Sunday and said this also win the Hunter at Cheltenham.
And then Jamie Codd, that was the clip today. That's from him.
Who wrote it? Rob James? Sean Doyle trains it, didn't he?
Yeah.
Rob James wrote it?
I don't honestly know.
Because I looked at this because I thought, who's going to ride it on the day? Because surely O'Connor and Codd will have...
But it needs good ground.
Okay.
It's it's one of them. Good to soft. If we have the monsoon, game over. But that'd be for a lot, yeah.
You think so, do you?
That's what I've read. Ground, got to be good to soft. Anything like heavy or something
won't run. He'll wait for bunches.
But the way that horse won the other day, swinging, jumping, I've never seen nothing like
Remilies
it.
Remilies is a decent yardstick.
Yeah, chased him up the hill.
What was favourite on Saturday? Sunday, this or the other?
Yeah, that was even
this.
Money.
That was 10,
it? I wish I'd had 200 on it. But yeah, so that is the... That's the one.
Okay.
Up and coming horse.
I know nothing about the Hunter Chase. So no,
it's on the line. Angel's Delight.
Angel's Dawn.
Not Angel's Delight.
That's Angel.
That's
I'm sorry, I was thinking of me.
That's definitely staying in.
Do you know,
Angel's Dawn, yeah.
Butterscotch.
Yeah, lovely.
Can't be it. But no, that...
10-1,
Marty.
10-1.
Is it?
10-1 for the Hunters. That bloody Sin nominee, isn't it? Angel, Hunter's Chase.
I've got to say something about another horse. I've got to say this because My head's still twirling.
There we go.
I watched David Pipe's podcast today, and this horse came up in the bumper. He said all it does is sleep, eats, but when it gets on the track...
It's a bit like Anton.
Yeah, it is really, yeah. It's lethal. And when he goes...
What's this? This
Wind Beneath My
Wind
Wings.
Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah, that horse there. And when he goes, Cheltenham and then Punchestown, I'm thinking, Jesus, I've looked at the English horses, not bothered. So the guy goes, what about the Irish horses? He's that... It seems to be a lot of confidence, but as you say, if it's a bog, all the ground goes, yeah. But I think what I like about him, he'll go to the front, and you know where you stand.
But yeah, absolutely. But the
which
trouble
I
is,
like in a
the
horse.
Trouble is with these horses who run one way, like Skyjack, Hijack.
Yeah.
They go off in the front. The other jocks now know this horse is going to go from the front, and you don't think they'll be sitting out, he'll come back to us.
Yeah.
They'll be right on his tail. I don't think that's it.
It'll be a cracking bumper.
I agree.
But that horse there, yeah, it's there to win. And it's one of them races. I love it. I don't know why I get involved in the bumper, because it is a tough race. You know, Mark's chucked a horse there that I'll go and do a bit of research on that. And just, yeah, that one you chucked the other day, Eamon. The other horse.
Yeah, she'll wait, won't she? She won't go for it, I don't think.
You know, you just don't know.
Eamon Kerr.
Yeah.
Because Patrick rode that as well that day, so he won't run in that.
But interesting time. 7 weeks.
Yeah.
A lot can
just
happen.
Approaching fast, isn't it?
Because I'll just let you know, this Sunday at Nace, that's where Jasmine went.
The bumper's got some good entries, some interesting
ones. And I've had a good look
as well.
At that. So yeah, that'd be interesting to see who
Tell
wins.
Tell you
that
what, I haven't seen out that one that Magni has owned.
What, in the bumpers?
Yeah, is it begins with a Q? Quantum.
Did you not get the message?
No. Injured.
Got injured.
Did it? It's a shame.
That was the horse.
Yeah.
14-1, yeah. Still in the betting.
Yeah, it's,
which is wrong.
Injured.
Got a knock.
Right.
Yeah.
Can do it.
Okay.
But I don't, and I will say something. Jalen should be running in the bumper.
They shouldn't have two goes, should they?
I did not know that had happened.
I don't think that's right myself.
You know, but we shall see.
Hmm.
He's obviously got an injury, can't do any jumping. Oh, we chuck him in the bumper. Nah.
No.
But we shall see. Right, okay. On that note, we shall move on to the next subject.
Folks has brought his own segment to the show this week, which is lovely of him. We're going to call it Folks' Week in Review.
Are we?
No, we're not. No.
We're going to call it...
Fantastic Folks.
No,
where to
I've
find
got none
him.
Of that. No, no. We'll call it The Week Has Just Passed. The Week Just Passed.
The Week Just Passed.
So, I was always of the opinion Brighter Days Ahead and Lossy Mouth would go for the champion hurdle. So, I looked at the market and Cargeese is a horse I do not like at all, right? But we'll come on to that. I've backed July Flower, quite a decent bet, by the way. The bazooka was out
bazooka,
for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
That is a shock.
Yeah.
The bazooka's come out already.
I don't want Brighter Days Ahead running in the mares for obvious reasons, but I wouldn't be too bothered if Lossy Mouth ran in it, because I think this horse is decent to Bromheads. Stayed on strongly.
Can I just stop? Yeah, Jay De Grugy. What's happened there?
Unsighted again, isn't it?
Injured?
Maybe, yeah.
Just not even mentioned.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I've backed that. That's probably my biggest bet I've had for the for Cheltenham so far. Anyway, Ascot on Saturday. I finally got vindicated with some helmet on Facebook who was crying all week about Cargeese. She'll be 2-5 on Saturday. She'll win by 20, and then she'll be favourite for the mare's hurdle. And I said on Facebook to this guy, I said, "You're a fool, because if you watch this horse run, she's got ability, no question. But she will never, ever, in a month of Sundays, get 2.5 miles. Not in a car. No chance. She's good. We know she's good, but she." Pulls so hard, doesn't she?
I was first time I've really watched her, and I thought, you ain't getting home, love. You need to go.
How many times you said that?
She needs to go to the stable, have a good seeing to calm her down, because she she is so hot. Over the top. She's boiled over badly.
She does it every time. You look in all her races. Even when she ran in the Triumph, she comes to the last and absolutely unconscious. She hinders herself.
Yeah.
So she's a great horse to lay going forward at any price you want. Any price you want, you could lay her.
Never saw this.
No, I know. She's unrideable, Martin.
Because they teamed up with the Skelton horse, thinking this would be the easiest double today. And even that one was out the back, wasn't it?
Falls on, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I kept having an argument with this bloke. And, of course, after she got beat Saturday, I went straight back for him, you know, and not he's like gone quiet since.
I told you so, was it?
It wasn't. It was worse than that. No, it was worse than that. Yeah. Way worse than that. And all these excuses I heard, I know Marty loves Mullins, and, you know, that's his thing. But these excuses, like she took a blow, she needed the run, the race didn't pan out. She's third favourite for the mare's hurdle.
Yeah.
She's running against a 1-3-2 horse with a trainer who's got about four horses. So then Mullins come out and said that the winner got first run on her. Well, he was out the she was out the back of the telly coming into the straight and out.
I didn't get that.
No, that was a ridiculous thing to say.
I didn't get it.
And then came by it, and of course Laddo couldn't claim either. He couldn't claim Tristan Durrell, I think, really. He couldn't claim his £3. But she hangs and wears herself out whenever she... And you knew, like you just said, Marty, Pull. You knew she wasn't going to finish, didn't you? And if it had been another 10 yards, it would have been another three lengths in front.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Yeah.
Even the fourth horse, Casso Mento or something of Twist and Davis, that was closing at the line as well. She's an absolute monkey. She really is. And I would never back her any day, any money ever. Never, ever, ever. So, and she's 1-3-8. She's a 1-3-8 horse. Having said that, right... I think she's 1-3-9. If she ran in the county over that, County Erdlow, of 1-3-9, she'd have every chance, because big field, might be able to hold her up, just appear late on the scene. But I'd never have a cent on her, honestly. But 1-3-8 in the county hurdle, I could see her turning in, trading, you know, odds on maybe.
Odds on, yeah.
But...
That
she will never, ever, ever, ever stay 2 mile four.
That race will cut up, won't it?
Which?
The mare's hurdle.
Yeah, it will now.
Two mile five?
Yeah. No chance of staying, is she?
You've got Lossy Mouth in there. You've got Briar Day's Head.
And then
you just don't know what's going to happen this weekend.
Well, July Flower
is 4-1 in running.
13-2, I had that.
Yeah.
Right? So and I could see on the day... You could back July Flower to beat Car Jess over 2 mile four, and you can just, you know, have your house on it.
So in a way, Lossy Mouth and
if
Bright
Lossy
Days
Mouth
ahead,
and Bright
you Day- don't want them in there.
No, I don't.
Because if they pop up,
if they don't pop up, that 13-2 is 5-4.
Perfect. Yeah, it's an interesting race, the old mares.
But
you know, as I say, we got Maureen. Now I didn't know this till today. Half sister. To Vorjean, one of the greatest horses that
Fogine.
I love. Oh, yeah,
Fogine,
what a legend he was.
Full sister to Maureen.
Yeah, he hits every fence.
And Doreen.
But he won. How
but why is he unsighted?
Eh?
Why is he unsighted? Or why is she unsighted?
Who, Maureen?
Yeah.
Out Monday. We shall see. So like you say, Palladium tomorrow, Lossy Mouth, Constitutional Hill could happen. It's all in the pot, isn't it?
The last thing I'll say,
yeah,
just about the week gone by, is the Berkshire Millions.
Okay.
Great idea. Enjoyed it. Different tracks as well. You know, when you see Windsor.
They're still adjusting to Windsor, aren't they? They're still adjusting.
Hurley's got his views on it. He doesn't like jumping there, but...
It's different.
I said,
it's different.
Jumping used to be brilliant at Nottingham, I remember it, at Warwick, at... flat racing at Warwick. There was jump racing at Wolverhampton, believe it or not.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. four jumps on the circuit. It was literally like a dog track. But I thought it was a good weekend. And I suddenly thought, why don't like Yorkshire have it? You know, like a Thirst, Pontefract and Beverley. Courses that you never see on a Saturday, do you? They're all Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in the rain, 2000 there.
Correct, yeah.
Or Wales, Jumpers Event, Chepstow, Foss Last, Bangor, something like that.
That was good what they done at Foss Last.
Yeah.
When we had no racing.
Yeah.
Mm. Couldn't believe that.
But
they've never done that ever.
Like Chester and Liverpool. You know, they're next door to each other. How Aintree's only used 6 days a year is staggering. They could have, like Johnny Dean said, they could have flat racing there. Absolutely. Bags are in. Yeah, bags and bags are in. Yeah. But this is the trouble with people who run racing. You know, middle management and people ticking boxes and, you know, come from corporate backgrounds. They don't know what's going on the ground. They don't know what's going on in the betting shops. They got their head in the sand about these, you know, checks on how much you lose. You can go into a jeweller's and spend 100 grand on a ring, go back the following day and buy another one. Nobody bats an eyelid.
No.
You know, and yet you have a £2 Yankee.
But let's be truthful here. You put Channel 4 on a Saturday.
I don't know.
Ed Chamberlain rattling on. You'd think racing is in the best position it's ever. Crowds are flocking in and all that, and you're thinking
it'll never be a good
tell
position.
Tell the true story.
Correct.
Tell the true story.
Yeah.
The magic of editing, Marty, and selective filmmaking, I suppose. Yeah, absolutely.
It is. You watch that. Racing's on a right roll here.
Oh, let's see some more. Let's see some more people wearing nice posh hats.
Oh.
Yeah, what's all that about?
Nah. No. But no,
no, sir.
Racing, I've got to say this, is in a state.
Desperate.
And I'm reading all this stuff.
Dog racing.
Well, I was shocked. Crayford, that's the one track I know from Greyhound.
From Greyhound, yeah. Crayford, yeah.
Closing. Gone. You know, that's a big blow, isn't it? Got to be a big blow.
Yeah.
There we are.
There we are.
So there you go. We've had a rant and a rave. Needed to get off your chest.
Every time. That finishes up our racing segment. We'll quickly move on to our charity £10, both teams to score fourfold.
Have you got that up yet?
No.
Don't
say that, Martin.
No.
Put Lou and Millwall in.
We've had two.
Leeds have cost us once.
Yeah, Leeds have cost us once. We've had.
I remember that.
We've had seven now. We've done four so far.
Yeah,
and I think
we've had seven twice, haven't we? And
six
once. We've had seven out of eight.
Yeah, so it's. But we're getting there.
So mine for this week.
Two strong ones. Yeah, go on.
Oh, hello.
Strong ones.
I've got two ones I'm very confident on, yeah.
Tranmere v Gillingham.
Not on my list.
Right.
I don't watch bloody non-league football.
I can see why.
You do? Leeds?
Yeah, okay.
I can see why.
And Chesterfield v Port Vale.
Oh, hello. Ah. Darren Moore's club.
Love that. I like that. You're like the king of like League One, League Two garbage. So we'll get those
and
in.
And who are you doing? What's yours?
Bournemouth Forest.
Yeah.
Bournemouth Forest. Like that, yeah.
Bristol City, Blackburn. That is it.
Blackburn cost me my both to score last night.
Did they? But both of those teams are ultimate playoff fighting for their life at the moment.
Okay.
So I think, and Blackburn being the better team and that being away, I can see there being goals there.
We should say as well, these charity bets, they all go to a local charity.
Correct.
That does some good work. So, but unfortunately, we've not added to their coffers yet.
No.
But we're
still coming, right? It's coming.
Are we
this is the good thing about these types of bets is you only need one to come in every like six thing. Times yeah, and, you, yeah, and you still get ahead. You know,
are we going to do a Cheltenham Festival preview?
Yeah, of course.
Of course we will. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So what have we got now? So you said 7 weeks between
now
and...
7 weeks, Tuesday.
So we can probably...
Three more, maybe.
We can get three more in and then...
Yeah. Well, we'll do Sandown Imperial Cup. Pick.
Yeah.
We'll do Cheltenham.
Yeah.
What will it be in two... Oh, 2 weeks, DFR. What we need, isn't it?
That's next week.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay. Right, yeah, it might be too soon.
Oh, it's a nicely priced one today, 9.6.
There you go. So we've got 9.6 to 1.
9.6 to 1.
For £10 for the charity, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Beautiful. Right, so that's it. So episode 5 done. We'll be back in a couple of weeks' time, hopefully, for episode 6. And hope you enjoyed listening. Hope you get a few winners this weekend at Trials Day at Cheltenham.
And please share it with your friends
and if you've got any questions that you want us to answer at the _ betting ring on X and we'll get you featured on the show. Until next time.
Goodbye. No, thank you. Thank you, Jordan.